Hello, my name is Adam. You're listening to Aux Privilege Revoked on WMUC Digital College Park. Thrilled to be with you on this very, very warm, Wednesday.
Rory, how are you? I have forgotten about humidity and what that means and what that feels like.
I woke up with a sty from my allergies.
Oh, well, it went away.
It did.
Your eyes are looking bright and beautiful now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want some allergy meds? I have every kind under the sun.
Oh, I raided the company medicine cabinet at work today. Thank you, MS Now.
I borrowed a neti pot to use.
I'm scared of those.
I realize it's not something you're supposed to, like, borrow, but I did, and...
Well, you heard about the woman who died, right?
What? From a neti pot?
Yeah, because there was a brain-eating amoeba in the water, and she netted, and it went right up in her brain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
Raven. I'm really anti-filtered water, just as a principle.
Right. You like it a little bit risky.
Right? I just feel like filtered water, like, if you're not going to drink filtered water, like, what other risks are you willing to take? None.
That's a great point.
Absolutely none.
Absolutely none.
That's low stakes.
Yeah, and we aren't about that here.
And brain-eating amoebas definitely have never... walked the hallowed halls of College Park.
No.
Nope.
This place is safe and clean.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
It's warm. And by God, is it hot in here, guys. I cannot emphasize enough how warm it is in the studio.
Are you feeling a little warm?
I'm sweating. My back is about to be wet again, and I'm very upset about that.
If you could get Botox to halt sweat in one place in your body, where would you get it?
Oh, my lower back.
Lower back.
That's where, maybe because the whole back sweats and that's where it pools and collects. That or my feet.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with elbow pits.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Because there's a certain level of sweat I anticipate from armpits, but elbow
knees,
pits?
Knees. The back of my calves. I've been in Ubers that refuse to turn on the air conditioning in the summer because they're cheap.
Because they're cheap.
And I wasn't taking the Uber Black, and I should have been. And I'm in this Uber, I'm sweltering. I can see beads of sweat literally pouring down my calves.
Oh,
it's so hot in that car.
You are class. You are classy.
I'm classy. Someone's got to be.
Yeah.
All right, we have a very upbeat playlist for everyone today because it's summer. Almost.
Summer. Isn't it crazy it just turned to spring?
Is it? Yeah, I guess so. Even though it was 83 today.
Yeah.
This area. It's going to be in the 50s next week, though.
I'm going to be sick. I am going to be sick.
I think it might actually make me sick. All right. I'm not going to introduce these songs. I'll talk about it after. They're all really good. I just want to get going here. Please enjoy some upbeat tunes from your friends at APR. Yeah, that's it. Enjoy.
I'm gonna lose control. I'm going to fly. I want it all. Take off and I'm in.
All right. That was Boyfriend by 2charm, which I found it's a duo, I think a duo of guys, on Instagram, because their branding seems to be mostly like them doing like gay thirst traps. I see them shirtless on like a bed and they're like, listen to our music. So that came across my desk, right?
Your desk.
That file was handed over to me. Mm-hmm. I reviewed it. Music, shockingly pretty good.
I actually really do like that album. I think I sent it to Matthew.
Yeah.
And it
it's a good workout album.
It defied my
expectations.
Yes.
Mine too. Because I was like, usually if we're relying on abs to sell an album, it's not going to be very good.
Right.
A la Shawn Mendes or Benson Boone. But apparently
who's the other one? Ross Lynch.
Oh yeah, no, he's just a pretty face.
Yeah.
He's on stage. I've seen so many photos of him shirtless on stage. Not once is there a video of him singing.
Do you think that was the case with Harry Styles too?
Oh, I still believe it is.
Like, how many pop artists is it their looks and not
a lot of my friends are in a psychosis of sorts over that man, so.
Mm.
And they just don't understand why I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sold on him. I never have been.
That's some strong Kool-Aid.
Yeah, oh,
You don't even need to drink it.
They would go full Jonestown for him.
You just need a whiff of it.
100%. My mom, very excitedly, I was on the phone with her earlier today, and she went, Benson Boone is coming to the CFG Arena.
Oh my gosh, my mom loves Benson Boone.
I don't get it. I
don't
know about my feelings. Benson Boone is just like, that's the name that she's heard of.
It is a catchy name.
Yeah, and he needs to be put down.
When you don't like him.
So that's not the pastor. I'm done with him. That was nothing before he started.
What's your qualm with Benson?
I hate the mustache. His music is like, if AGR was just one guy, like, it's terrible.
It's got more of like a country flair.
AGR. It's too obviously Mormon. Like, you can tell that a Mormon kid made that music.
Wait, isn't he a disaffiliated Mormon?
Yeah, but still, you can't get rid of it.
That's true.
That's a stain on you. It's like, you can tell when music comes from, like, a formerly Catholic kid.
Ethel Cain.
No, not Catholic. She was Southern. Baptist.
Baptist?
Well, it's preacher's daughter. Catholics don't have preachers. That's a Baptist thing. In the South, it's all Protestant, evangelical Baptists. The Catholics are all North.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was informative.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was informed today it is Spy Day, Spy Wednesday.
What?
Which is the day that Judas betrayed Jesus.
I don't think it's called Spy Wednesday.
Well, that's what Grandfather Eugene said.
Oh, hey, I'll trust him. I do know that, yeah, this is the day that he will betray him three times.
I've been telling no one about my whereabouts today. I've just been disappearing.
Disappearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you can't let people know where you're going. Or bad things happen.
Bad things happen on Spy Wednesday.
Yes.
All right, we got a few more songs up for you here, Rory. What are they?
Let Me Go, by Tuff Lo.
That's good. Yeah.
That's a crazy title. Edge of Desire.
Sexy.
And then let's pull this one up there.
Okay.
Embrace by PNAU. I'm mirroring this upbeat vibe with some of my own hybrid EDM.
Oh, I'm very excited for it. All right, stay tuned. We have Let Me Go coming on for you now.
Boy, I wanna feel your body at night. says your name, it's like I'm a rose on the pavement. Every color and every taste, every breath that whispers your name, it's like I'm a rose on the pavement.
I got you, honey, baby.
At the heart of some kind of flower, stuck in glittering strands of saliva, won't you give me right where the hurt is? At the heart of some kind of flower, stuck in glittering strands of saliva, won't you give me right where the hurt is?
Chewing gum, I know, don't have a sour taste that's in my throat, but the voice in my head says, do you have the stones? When you get close enough, I let down my braids and you climb up in my room. We can't do anything you want. Everyone I'm reckless. If I'm fine without it, well, I gotta
so I'm not affected. I've been the siren, been the saint. I've been the fruit that leaves a stain. I've been up on the pedestal, but tonight I just wanna fall. See a hot mess in an antique skirt, but the voice in my head says, don't let him leave alone. I become hurricane, visions of a teenage innocence. How'd I shift shape like that?
That was Charlie XCX Dying for You from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack. We saw that movie in theaters.
We did, and boy.
And boy, did that movie have those other girls we saw it with sobbing.
Oh my goodness. Not us, personally. They were emotionally touched in ways.
I didn't know it was possible to be touched in such a way by this film.
By this film, particularly, yeah. That was unique.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Gosh, what did you do with your beautiful day outside?
Oh my gosh, I just laid outside with my pals, did some yoga.
Oh, good.
Which I'm really bad at yoga.
Yeah.
I feel like yoga is one of those things you're supposed to get better at the more you do it, but
I can't get on board with that.
That's not working out for me. There's just so much I feel like coming up these next few weeks. Like so many different celebrations,
yeah,
and milestones and last whatevers. So having some time to just chill is yeah, nice, because I feel the storm approaching.
I've been getting hit up for a lot of grad picks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, whose are you taking?
I'm taking Royce's and her, okay, all of her roommates. I'm taking Nora and Jax. I'm taking one of Nora's roommates. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah. I mean, people are really savoring these last few days of unemployment, I feel.
Well, it must be nice for them.
Yes. And when I tell them I have to go to my relaxed shift at the restaurant.
At the brew, of course.
At the restaurant. They act like people responded when they found Lana Del Rey working at that Waffle House down in Alabama.
People would always, I mean, I worked there for 3 years, and people would be like, oh, you're busy on a Sunday morning? Yes.
It's really astounding. I mean, why was Lana Del Rey working at a random Waffle House in Alabama?
Let her live.
But I should not be receiving that same reaction. Like, I think it's very normal and standard to
have a job in college.
To have a job in college. And people are shocked.
Some of these people don't have that reality. they haven't worked in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
I can't imagine the, I mean, there are people who say they make all their money in the summer and stretch it out all year.
Mm-hmm.
Remains to be seen how true that is. But that's a lifestyle that I would be stressed about.
Mm.
I need an income constantly. I was always, me and you, yeah, were girls who worked.
Yeah.
You more than me. You always had more shifts.
No.
Yes.
I had a few. There,
you
I
worked
had
at restaurants far flung.
I had stints.
You would work at big bursts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And
a month. And then, where's Rory? Oh, she's working 5 days a week.
I think, honestly, it kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Probably.
I think.
God knows.
I
you found
had,
enough anyway.
I would have had too much free
too
time.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I never felt like it was too much work, so I don't know what I would have done without that.
Right.
Yeah. I was working like the 9-to-5 is making me appreciate my free time a lot more.
Yeah. What do you like better, the mornings or the evenings?
To work or to, wait, for, like, to have free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd rather work in the morning.
Okay.
100%.
No, but, like, what time, like, do you ever, like, get up early and do anything in the morning?
Yeah, me and Matthew will do that usually. It's hard to do alone, because it's like, I could just sit here. But
right,
we'll, like, go, we'll get up, we'll go get a coffee, we'll go for a walk. Mm. We walked to the Rock Creek Park recently. That was really nice.
Aww.
We'll do some shopping. Oh, God, I bought 10 books. Yeah, yeah.
10 books?
I don't know what
Adam.
I'm doing. I'm sorry. I spent $50 and I bought 10 books. Good price.
Aww.
My shelf is nearing collapse.
What did you buy?
So, okay, I bought an anthology of 8 books. They were in, like, a collection.
Okay.
And it's a British naturalist, his memoirs, and they're all kind of short, and it's like his time in the wild, meeting random people in random reaches of the world, which I think is so fun.
Okay.
It's from the 70s, and it's,
so
like,
it's like Christopher McCandles.
Sure.
He's the guy from Into the Wild.
Oh, yeah, but him, if he was smart and didn't die. famously. And then I got one. So my mom was telling me about this book called The Correspondent.
I think I've heard of
it. It was big last year. It won, like, some big awards. It was one of the bestsellers.
Who wrote it?
I don't remember. And she, however, it's about a, like, former, like, news correspondent who's, like, older, lives in D.C., but grew up in, like, Baltimore County. Because the author went to Severna Park.
Wow.
So it's very, like, local. Like, she's family in Baltimore County still in the book. And it's, like, yeah. So it's, like, politics, news in Baltimore County. And I was, like, I need to read this book. So I found it. half price used, quote unquote. It had like one tear on the cover on the front, on the back. I was like, done, easy. Mm-hmm. And then for $2, I bought this little book. It's translated from Morocco, but it looks interesting.
It's translated from Morocco.
Yeah, I mean from Arabic, but it's about Morocco. You know how it be.
Okay.
And yeah, those are my purchases.
Well, you're gonna be busy reading all of those.
Oh, I am. And our listeners are gonna be busy with our final three songs.
And boy, are they.
You have two, I have one. What are they?
Young Hearts Run Free by Miss Candy.
Do it.
And then CPR by Wet Leg.
And I'm doing a bit of a coda here, stopping with the same album that we started with, Push It Up by Confidence Men.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more of them.
It's going to be real good. I hope you guys enjoy. And have a great rest of your week from all of us here at APR. Enjoy. One and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done.
your eyes, I took a breath, jumped off the cliff because you told me to. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love?
Push it up. Push it up.
Push it up. I find it exhilarating.